T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time to hear from some of the best high school football coaches in the area.
That's live, come on.
It's the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show.
All right, nice job, fellas.
Presented by your local Pick and Save stores. Let's turn it over to Muskego Athletic Director Ryan McMillan.
Don't let one play affect the next one. Just learn from it.
And the Fans High School Insider, Big Time Mike McGivern.
Oh, welcome into the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores. We're live at State Fair Park for the Nary Milwaukee Home and Remodeling Show. If you're coming by, stop by. We are right across from Cali Construction, right across the street from Old School Contracting. We're C6 is where we are. You come on by. We've got a fun show today, I got to tell you. At 10:30, Sean Crowley, defensive coordinator at New Berlin Eisenhower, is going to join me. At 11 o'clock, the offensive line coach for Marquette High and about 7 of his offensive linemen are going to stop by. We'll talk to those guys. 11:30, Sheila Mickey from Wendy's and Connor Blount, who's a redshirt sophomore quarterback at Oregon State. And I think his brother Brooks is a quarterback at Waukesha West. Mm-hmm. Maybe his mom and dad, sister Haley and Reagan, maybe they're going to stop by. But it's a fun show. This is CD meeting Saturday. So at 1:30 this morning, WII put out the groupings. And this first half hour, I'm joined by Ryan Lucchese. He's the defensive coordinator at Muskego. Coach, how are you?
Really good, Coach. Really good. Thank you.
You know what? I didn't do this on purpose, but think about the three assistant coaches I have coming in. You, the guy from Eisenhower, the guy from Milwaukee Marquette, there's not a loss again. Nobody's lost.
So I didn't realize until I think last night that Coach Crowley was on, but I played youth sports for Matt Kern at New Berlin Eisenhower, and I know Coach Crowley fairly well. We've gotten together a couple off seasons, so I respect what they do at Ike a ton, and I respect Coach Crowley as a person and a coach, and Matt Kern and everything they got going on there. So it's it was ironic, but it's pretty cool too.
Yeah,
so we appreciate it.
It's a small world, isn't
right,
it?
Right.
Hey, before we get into your background and stuff, so the CD meeting or the groupings came out, and the meeting's at Maguanago today, and I'm hoping that Coach Krause can get us some information once that meeting's over. But let me tell you who's in Group C. It's Lake Geneva Badger, Franklin, Janesville Craig, Kettle Moraine, Milwaukee Hamilton, Maguanago, Muskego, Milwaukee Marshall. And looking at that, Coach, I glanced at this a couple of times today, and normally there's something that's glaring to me, and so far so good, man. I look at this and I think, you know, I think that it's pretty fair. It's pretty fair. This is going to be a tough group. You know, when you look at Franklin, is awfully good. You know Badger, who hasn't had a great year, but I wouldn't want to play Hensler.
No, they're well coached.
No, and Maguanago, you saw up close and personal. You got a win last night, but it was not it was not an easy putt.
No, and I just told you, man, Maguanago is they're big, they're physical, they're incredibly well coached. The one thing, you saw it on film. They play with passion and they coach with energy, and that stood out on film. So it's a fun grouping. You know, obviously you mentioned Franklin, Kettle Moraine's in there. Janesville Craig had a nice year in the Big 8, so it's a tough grouping. It's the playoffs. Everybody earned it.
You know, you get into that seeding meeting, and I know that Lewis Brown is going to say, look, we're the one. And I know that crowds are going to say, no, we're the one. And, it's going to be difficult. You look at you've got some schools from your conference in there, and look, as often as we want to say we're not political by nature, man, come on now, we're political by nature, and so I think it might be a tough putt for Franklin to get the one, and I don't think that's going to matter all that much. Lewis Brown and those guys over there, but I've been in these meetings, and I know what happens.
Me too.
Let's be honest. And it's hard to get away from it.
Yeah, and I listen every weekend, and I know this topic comes up, and I couldn't agree more.
You listen to my show every weekend?
Yes, sir.
Man, I like
yes,
you,
sir.
Young man. Yeah, yes, you're my favorite.
I don't know if it's for you or McMillan, but
that's right. It don't matter. It don't matter to me.
No.
Man, don't be brown-nosing towards McMillan.
Yeah, I love that guy, too.
Yeah, but, I do, too. He's a good man.
But I've been on these in basketball, baseball, and football, and they're all political. Like you say.
You coach all three? Or?
I coach girls basketball in Muskego.
Varsity
assistant now. Retired baseball coach as of right now.
You're not old enough to retire
right.
from anything.
No, I'll get back into it eventually when the time's right.
Hey, let's talk about your background. Where'd you go to high school?
West Isle Central High School.
You're Bulldog?
Yes, sir.
And you went to college where?
UW La Crosse.
Did you play?
I was a part of the program for about a year and just – a couple of different things happened. Realized I needed to work. Realized I needed to focus on school. And then actually a lot of coaching opportunities started to open up. So I was able to get into this thing at about 19.
Wow.
You know, so I'm only 27 years old, but I'm 8 years in.
Man,
eight, nine years.
You.
So it's I was able to kind of set the groundwork for a lot of what I do now and build a lot of connections there while in school.
Did you know when you were playing in high school that you wanted to maybe coach?
Yes, sir.
And you played for Krause your sophomore year, and then he moved how early on in high school did you think, man, maybe that's what I want to do?
I was probably sophomore year of high school.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, if you were to go check my notebooks from high school or college, they'll all be filled with X's and O's and ideas and a lot of exotic things that we don't do now. But that was kind of how I managed my time in school.
And are you in the building?
Yes, sir.
So you're a teacher at Muskego. What do you teach?
I teach special education. Muskego, I got the best job in the world. I don't have a boring day. Every day is something new. Every day is enjoyable. I learn a lot from my kids. You know, I got a resilient group of kids that overcome a lot of different things. So they inspire me, you know, every day. And we have a really cool staff and a cool culture at Muskego High School. Todd Irvine, our principal, and our administration is second to none. And it's just we're in a really good place.
You know, there's something going on in that community. I mean, look, our radio stations are, you know, four blocks away from Muskego, and you go up Janesville Road, and there's Muskego High School. But there is something going on in that community because you guys are competitive in everything right now. Mm-hmm. Not only competitive, but in some sports, like really good, like football. You know, anytime you go undefeated in what I think is the best football conference in the state. Now, I get some boys up in the valley calling all the time, sending me text messages saying, no, why don't you boys come up here? I think from top to bottom, it's the best football conference in the state. Would you agree with me on that?
Yeah, I do. I think Fox Valley is really, really good as well. Like you said, and I get why those guys text you and call and give you a hard time. But the classic, you just have communities that great youth programs, great coaches, and they do it the right way. You just have programs. You know, everybody you see in the conference is doing the same thing the varsity is from freshman on
right.
and in probably middle school on in many ways. And that's why it becomes the best league in the state.
Hey, why do you think the an elevator pitch, I guess, but why do you think the success rate at Muskego here the last 5 years has been, I think you've either shared or won in 3 years out of five, something like that?
Yeah, it was my fifth year. The first 2 years I was there, we shared it.
You okay.
know, and now this is the first year we've won it outright. So it's three conference championships in the 5 years I've been there. The number one thing is the weight room. We lift. Our kids love to lift. The culture of lifting and getting better there is huge. And after that, we just believe. I mean, our kids believe, and the support in our community, they believe. Our admin, like I said, McMillan, our AD, everybody believes. We have an incredible youth program. If you go out to a Saturday right now, and there's probably games over at Muskego High School at the moment, they're all running the wing tee, and they're all running a 3-3 stack. You know, so our kids, by the time we get them, when they're freshmen or sophomores at the JV level, they've been doing it for 5 or 6 years already.
Coach, do you know or do you hear and the reason I ask, when Coach Hensler, Matt's dad, was in Maguanago, a lot of success, and people got – I don't know if you ever get tired of winning, but they wanted some more flash. They wanted a little more flash. Do you feel or hear any of that in the community of Muskego?
No. I mean, I think they expect to win. It's a community of a lot of successful people. And they expect to win. They want to win, and I think that trickles down to their kids. I mean, our kids, they go into everything that they do expecting to win, and they expect the most out of themselves. I mean, they're their own harshest critics, and they just expect to win because that's what they've done, but they also know they put the time in, and now they got to go take it when they get on the field.
Well, your philosophy, and you're the defensive coordinator
yes, sir.
At Muskego, your philosophy, if you could if you could put it into a box, is it to come up around the pressure to, you know, what is your to not bend up and not break? You know, there's a lot of different philosophies, and you're a young guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to be one of the younger defensive coordinators in that conference for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, your philosophy right now as a defensive coordinator would be what?
We're 3-3 stack. I think everybody knows that. We just want to line up and play hard, to be honest. So we teach the same fundamentals every single day from our opening contact days. And we just line up and we want to get off the ball and we want to trust our technique and play hard. And one of the number one things I think I coach really passionately is pursuit. An effort to the ball, because I think that's controllable, and we always like to grade effort and grade that on film. You know, we watch film every single day of ourselves, and I think we spend so much time just making sure that we're getting better and we're taking care of what we need to do to be successful, and then the kids buy into it, and then they go out and execute.
He is Ryan Lucchese. He's the defensive coordinator at Muskego High School. Hey, before we get to a break, when you started at Muskego as a coach, you were a defensive what? You didn't walk in as defensive coordinator.
So year one, actually, I was coaching on the offensive side. So I for Coach Krause, I coached the coach quarterbacks and a lot of the skill guys. So I was quarterbacks officially, but helped coach our wings and our split ends. So I really coached all the skill positions offensively. Did that a little bit year two. But in year two, I also started to coach defense, so I'd actually flip during practice because we're a full two platoon. And then towards the end of that second year, and then it's been full-time defense ever since.
Hey, I would love to be the wide receivers coach at Muskego, man. Not hey. A lot to do, right? Those boys are over on a different field just hanging out or what?
You know what? A lot of times they're at tight ends or there's some other kids, but the cool part is you get to challenge them mentally to understand there's going to be moments that you're needed
right.
and moments that this is needed in big games when we're down or challenged or tied, and you got to go out and we got to execute. So it might be 5, 6, 7, 8 plays a game, but they're all going to be significant plays.
And you can't go 3-quarter speed the first 2.5 quarters, and then because you know what? All of a sudden now you're going full speed. People know they're coming. They're coming your way. Guys, let's get you a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation. He's a young guy, man, defensive coordinator. But Coach Krause said, look, you're going to love him, and he's right. He's Ryan Lucchese, the D coordinator at Muskego. Again, their groupings came out today. They're in Group C with Lake Geneva Badger, Franklin, Janesville, Craig, Kettle Moraine, Milwaukee, Hamilton, Maguanago, Muskego, Milwaukee, Marshall. And we'll ask Ryan what he thought the first time he saw this. And I've got a feeling he saw it about 1:30 this morning. I don't think he woke up and saw it the way I did, but we're going to find that out on the other side of the break. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores. We're live at State Fair Park for the Nary Milwaukee Home Remodeling Show. Stop by. We're at C6 is where we are, right kitty corner from Callan Construction. And stop by and say hello. It's a really fun show for me today. At 10:30, Sean Crowley, defensive coordinator, New Berlin Eisenhower, is going to join me. 11 o'clock. Paul Condrinson, who is the offensive line coach at Marquette High, along with a number of his boys, going to sit in. 11:30, Connor Blount, redshirt sophomore quarterback at Oregon State University, is in town. He played at Waukesha West. Younger brother's quarterback at Waukesha West. And Sheila Mickey from Wendy's going to join me. So it's a show that's fast today. A lot of stuff going on. And any coaches that are leaving the CD meetings, you can text me. Send me a text. Let me know who got one seed. That would be awesome. We're joined right now by Ryan Lucchese. He is the defensive coordinator at Muskego. Again, they're in Group C, and we're talking during the break. We won't mention one of the teams that we're talking about, but, boy, they got a nice bracket, man. Group D, there's a team in there got a nice bracket. In fact, we might be talking to one of those assistant coaches coming up in a little bit. Muskego's in C. They've got Badger, Franklin, Janesville, Craig, Kettle Moraine, Milwaukee, Hamilton, Maguanago, and Milwaukee, Marshall. Hey, Coach, when you think about where your team started from the first practice to where they are now, where's the improvement been?
you know, it's been a season of growth, and I think we're still getting better. That's the exciting part. We lost seven impactful seniors, who a lot of multi-year starters off last year's defense alone. So this group came in, a lot of juniors, a lot of seniors who may not have started last year. We got a sophomore starting a free safety, Hunter Wohler, who's one heck of a player. But our growth has just been in the details. Our growth has been our leadership. Kids like Nate Stewart, our nose, I think is the best defensive lineman in the league.
You do?
I'm going to put him up for conference player of the year defensively. He dominates the line of scrimmage, and his leadership and his growth as a person has been huge. But we've just started to make the choice to play fast right away. And when we do that, good things happen to us and for us.
So looking at your schedule, Coach, you know, you guys started out at Waukesha North. And 49-14, that August 17th, doesn't that seem a lifetime away?
Yeah.
It seems like forever ago, right?
It's shocking. A couple friends of mine text me all the time, like, this is the last regular season game, you know, this week. So the fact that we've played nine already and we started that early, it's a little shocking, yes.
Yeah, I wish they would change that rule about deer hunting, but they won't. It's a non-starter in the state, Coach, and I know you're assistant coach, defense coordinator, and you don't want to take on the WIA, and neither do I. But man, I just think we're gonna if we continue to start this early, we're losing kids and we're gonna lose coaches.
Yeah, you know, and I think you've already seen that in right. different places in the state. You know, on a knock on wood, but we've been fortunate to maintain and continue to build numbers. But yeah, I mean, you see it all over the state, all over the country. You know, where numbers are hurting.
It's just so early. But you start Waukesha North and then Arrowhead. You got Arrowhead at a good time. They're rolling right now.
Yeah.
Brookfield East, you took 36-12. You took it to them. And then Catholic Memorial, anytime you're going against Bill Young, 28-27, that was a nail-biter for you.
Yeah, it was a thriller. You know, it was a 14-7 game at half. They punched us a little bit. I think we started a hair slow, but they always come out ready. And then they're really good. They're physical. And they got some good skill kids, and obviously they're always good defensively. And we actually, you know, made it a 28-14 game, and they scored twice in the final 4.5 minutes.
How'd you like that as a defense coordinator?
Not happy.
You didn't sleep well that night, right?
No. You know, you always just you're happy that you win, but you're always a little bit salty because you expect the most, and so do our kids, and our kids get that, and our kids felt the same way.
Look, I thought that game, the last two games for you with Waukesha West, you handled pretty well, and that's a really good team.
Yes, it is.
30-7, and then the game last night. What a perfect way to end the regular season, get a win, win the conference championship, and get punched in the mouth a couple times because McGuanago did not back down.
No. Like I said, they're physical. They're good. They're really well coached. And like you said, I think it was good for our kids. It was good to feel that resistance. It was good to feel, to have – something to respond to, some adversity to overcome. And our kids do such a great job of just staying positive. And hey, that's a big part of our success.
Hey, do you remember that Thursday night game a couple years ago where you guys were playing Waukesha West and I was out there?
Yes, sir.
McCudden.
Yes, sir.
Did you ever watch that tape?
Yeah, it took a while. That was a long night. That was,
I watched it too. And you know what? I don't know what the ref was thinking. I think he thought he was hurt. Your guys were laying on him like they should have to let the clock run. The game's over. Ref blew the whistle. Mm-hmm. McCudden got off the field. They scored. It was, look, for TV purposes, man, it was phenomenal.
Yep.
Felt bad for Muskego.
Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, it is what it is, and we got to make a stop there. You know, and that's actually where we've grown this year. You know, I think this year's team has grown and probably watched that. We had some kids probably on the field, either playing or on the sidelines that night, and they've realized 4th-and-1 is our down. That's really ever since then.
He is Ryan Lucchese, defensive coordinator at Muskego. If you had a crystal ball, what's the future for you? Do you want to be a head coach one day?
We'll see. You know, it's one day at a time. I know I love what I'm doing now. Like I said, we're in an incredible place. I got an incredible defensive staff with me, and we just have an incredible coaching staff. And a lot of these guys are closer to me than some members of my family. You know, I always want to keep growing. I always want to keep progressing. Right? And if that opportunity comes, you know, we'll definitely look for it and we'll run with it.
And, you know, look at you. You, man, you're too young to give coach speak that well, wow. But you're giving awfully good coach speak. And you know what? I put you on the spot on that.
No, I appreciate that.
Yeah. You know what, coach? You gotta do that every once in a while. Hey, really quickly, other than is it your nose tackle you said you're going to put up for your defense player of the year?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about it. If we come out and watch you guys play quickly, who else is going to jump off the field as we watch you guys?
Yeah, 24, our free safety, Hunter Bowler. He's a sophomore. I mentioned his name. He's a special kid. He made a pick last night on a fade route. He came from the middle of the field and went and picked off a ball at the sideline.
Okay.
He's a unique kid for his age. Our middle linebacker, Brian Groon, just plays fast, plays, you know, and just with the attitude you like. 45, Mitch Borkovic is a senior linebacker. He's everywhere. He's a tackling machine. There's a host of others. But we play downhill and we run to the ball, and I think that's the biggest thing to me is I think you can see us play hard when you watch us live or on film, and that credit to our kids, and that's probably the biggest compliment that I or our coaching staff could ever receive.
You guys swarm to the ball a little bit?
That's the goal.
That is the goal, right? I mean, that when I watch good defenses on the Thursday Night Lights, mm-hmm. it is not one guy taking a kid down. It's four or five, and they're swarming to the mm-hmm. ball, and everybody's high-fiving each other, and they go at it like a team. The kids on your side of the ball trust each other?
Yes, and that's probably another area of growth is just do your job and play 11 as one, right? And if we all just do our job and play incredibly fast, that great things are going to happen.
Boy, defensive side of the ball, I think it's so important that they trust each other, because you get in a close game and your safety doesn't trust your cornerback, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden he takes two steps over because he doesn't think mm-hmm. he's very good, and he gets beat on a seam route down. You could see it on tape. He trusted him for 3.5 quarters, mm-hmm. but didn't trust him when the game was on the line. And you got to get kids to believe in your system and what you're doing. Hey, Coach, I really appreciate you stopping by. He is one of the young guns, man, and I talk about young gun coaches. And he is Ryan Lucchese, defensive coordinator at Muskego. I got to believe the number one team in that grouping, but Lewis Brown may have something to say about that. Do me a favor, if you hear from Ken, if you could send me a text and let me know who got the 1 through 6, and I'll announce, or 7, I'll announce it, and we'll go from there. Coach, anything you need from me, let me know. Good luck the rest of the way.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you for the opportunity.
Ryan Lucchese, defensive coordinator at Muskego. We're going to either be joined by Sean Crowley, who's here, D coordinator for New Berlin Eisenhower, or the Marquette boys, because they're here too, and we'll figure that out. I'm going to do two segments with one of these groups, and then at 11:30, Connor Blount, he's a redshirt sophomore quarterback from Oregon State, is going to join us here along with Sheila Mickey. She's from Wendy's and a big part of what I do on the air, the youth sports show and my high school sports show. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores. I'm live at State Fair Park, Nary Milwaukee Home Remodeling Show. We are C6 is where you can come see us. I'll be here till noon doing my shows and then hanging around and helping out MC and doing CPA announcements. We've decided to talk to the Marquette boys first. And Coach Sean Crowley said, hey, there's a lot of you guys. I wouldn't mess with any of you. Why don't you guys go first? And I want to thank the offensive line coach, Paul Conradson, who was kind enough to bring these boys over. And I can tell you that Terry Kelly said nothing but good things about Coach. The one thing he said was, I'm not sure you want to invite him to dinner, because he's going to eat more than you do, McGivern. He's a big boy, and he was a really, really quality football player, a really nice man, and a quality coach. And I asked if we could get some of these linemen in here. Thursday Night Lights, the first week, we watched Marquette play. And I really liked watching their center play. I thought this kid was in full control of that offensive line. I thought he was a tougher kid than most. And we're joined right now by him. He's the captain, Charlie Gehringer. Charlie, how do you pronounce your last name?
Gehringer.
Yeah, there you go. Charlie, I loved watching you play. That first game that you guys played, I thought, and this shows you how smart I am, I thought you guys were going to spread the ball and throw the ball all over the field. And you guys dominated up front. And I didn't realize that your running back was as tough as he was, because he doesn't go and try to get outside on all this stuff. He just follows you guys. This is a good team, good offensive line, undefeated conference champs. What a great way for your senior year to be started. You got a lot of football left.
Oh, yeah, hopefully we have five more weeks. I think that we're capable of that. Practice is going to be amped up a lot. We're going to be doing more things. We're going to be getting in better shape, because I don't think we're a state championship team right now, but we have the ability to get there. But I think it's going to take a lot more work getting down and putting our nose to the grindstone.
And being the captain, these guys are going to follow you, and you'll be the first in the weight room, the first getting all that stuff done, right?
For the most part, a lot of these guys are really good about getting their work done. They're really, they always talk about buying in, and I'd say this year more than ever, I see pretty much the entire team buying in. It hasn't been really an issue of kids skipping practice or anything like that. It's everybody has the same common goal, and we've been able to fulfill it so far.
Hey, looking, you guys are in Group D, and looking at all the groupings in Division I, Group D would be the one that I would want to be in. There's some quality teams in Group D. Looking at A, B, and C, let me tell you who's in D. It's Kenosha Bradford, Milwaukee Marquette, Milwaukee King, Milwaukee Riverside, Oak Creek, Racine Horlick, Sherwood Messmer, and Kenosha Indian Trail. And I got to believe that Marquette will be the one seed within that group. And if I woke up at 1:30 to look at this and I was part of the Marquette staff, I would say, okay, you know, thanks. I think that's probably where we would want to be. Do you guys look at this stuff? Did you even know before you came who's in your group in?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I woke up pretty early, probably like 4 a.m. I got a text and I saw it, and I was pretty excited. We saw a lot of these teams during our – we have a 7-on-7 at Marquette High every summer. We saw Oak Creek. We saw – Milwaukee King. We know kids from other teams, so I think it's gonna be fun. I think there are a lot of good teams, a lot of talented teams, so we can't take them lightly. So.
Hey, last question. I'm gonna get over to Gabe here in a second. How early did you know, or did you know at the end of last year, that this team had a chance to do something special, which is win this conference?
Well, I think it goes back farther than that. We've all been playing football together since about fifth grade, and the grade underneath us, and it's really we'd scrimmage them during practice, and they'd be giving us a fight every day, and we knew that we could be a talented team if we put in the work. And I think this has been not a 1 year thing, not a 4 year thing, but 5 or 6 years when we just started way back in junior league football, and I think this is kind of the culmination.
Man, that's awesome. Hey, I'm going to ask you to give your headset off, because we've got a lot of guys that we're going to try to get through. We are also joined, if you can, yeah, come on, sit down here, Dominic. Gabe Sweezy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Matt, good. It's really good to meet you. Dominic, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. So, guys, a similar question that I asked Charlie. You guys knew early on, and he said 4 or 5 years ago that we were kind of looking at this year. Did you knew from day one of practice that this team had a chance to do something special? Gabe, I'm going to ask you that first.
Well, I'm a firm believer that if anyone puts in a good amount of work, that they can accomplish their goals, and that's really what we've done. Back in November, Coach Conrad's in here. He grabbed all of our linemen here, and he said, "We're going to start lifting now." And I mean, you think about it, that's almost 11 months ago
right
now. So we've been at this. We've been we want this. We've been putting in the work for it, and that's really culminated in undefeated conference season, and hopefully we'll reach our ultimate goal.
So guys, I do a Friday night scoreboard show, and I've got 22 guys at 22 different games, and one of the guys came in for the last hour of my show last night. I said, "Who's the best team you've seen this year?" And he goes out every week, and I send him out to quality games. And he said, "Milwaukee Marquette." And I said, "Really?" And he said, "And I'll tell you why. At that Brookfield Central game, they had a minute and a half, minute 40 to go, and they had to go about 70, 80, 90 yards." He said, "I don't know the exact number." He said, "I was on their sideline, and there was absolute calmness. It was almost like a walk in the park for these guys. The way they talked, the way they said, okay, let's just go get this job done." And he said, "And those boys up front took full control of it." And so I'm going to ask you, Dominic, do you remember that drive?
I do. Of course I do.
Yeah, big, maybe the biggest drive of the year so far.
Right, right.
To knock off Brook Central, who is, look, one of the best teams in the state of Wisconsin, just happens to be in your conference. This guy said, "Look, because of that drive, that's the best team that I've seen." Was the calmness that he's talking about, did you guys just say, look, let's just take care of business and get it done?
Right. We don't crack under pressure. We just try to get the job done as soon as possible. I know we've been there before. Like, a lot of our games have been close in the fourth quarter, and, like, Brookfield Central has not, so they started to crack. So I have a firm belief that, like, we've been there before, we know what to do, and we'll get the job done.
All right. Did you come in, and Dominic, pronounce your last name for me.
Kowalik.
Dominic Kowalik, number 62, and Gabe Sweezy joining me right now. Did you guys you've thrown the ball a lot over the years, and back from when I was younger and smashing, bashing football was 3 yards of a cloud of dust, and he handed the ball up the middle, and they were going to beat you up front. And Coach Mass came in, and things changed a little bit where he liked to spread the field out and get you had some quarterbacks that could just straight up throw the ball. That's what I was expecting. And all of a sudden, I watched you boys up front again that first game, and you were getting 6, 7, 8 yards at a crack running the ball. Did you guys know early that okay, we're not going to spread the ball and we're not going to just have the pass block. We're going to be able to go forward and knock some guys down a little bit. You as offensive linemen, first of all, you like that philosophy?
Yeah, of course. It's always great to get dive plays just right up the middle. It's always satisfying.
You like hitting, obviously, rather than getting hit. Yeah. Have you guys played offensive line your whole careers?
I actually started middle school. I was a quarterback.
Okay.
And
can you still throw it a little bit?
For a lineman.
Yeah? That a boy.
And I was actually a tight end up until last year, junior year, all the way up through camp, I was playing tight end. And then we had a gap at right guard. And they saw that I was blocking pretty well at tight end. And Coach Connerton pulled me aside and had me switch to guard. And I've been playing ever since.
You like it?
Beside Dom.
You guys, you like it.
Yeah, I love it.
It's being part of the offensive line is a whole different animal. You compared to receivers and running backs, linebackers, offensive line, and I don't know if the Badgers made this famous for me or the old Redskins offensive line, but it's almost like this special, unique kind of family that you're a part of, and they fully accepted you when you moved over?
Yeah, they did.
It took a minute? Huh?
No, they welcomed me with open arms.
They did? How much do you guys communicate? I mean, do you know – when you break the huddle, do you know if they're switching up on defense what he's doing? Do you know what he's doing?
Oh, yeah, all the time, for sure.
Yeah, we whenever we get to the line, we see everything, and we're constantly talking back and forth. It's kind of like a special bond between us.
Charlie's he's in charge, though?
Right.
Yeah, he makes the calls?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd want to go against him at practice. I watched him in that game, man. He that's a tough dude right there.
Yeah, he is really tough.
Did you guys go to grade school together?
No, we didn't. I actually went to grade school in Nevada. I just moved here the beginning of the sophomore year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet Maz was happy to see you walk through the door, right? Did you play football in Nevada?
Oh, yeah. I've played football since I was in, like, fourth grade.
So, really?
Yeah.
Weather's a little different here.
Yep.
You're used to it yet?
Oh, I'm used to it. I'm actually originally from West Virginia, so
okay.
I'm used to a little, you know, four seasons.
Hey, what's happening next year for you guys? Do you know yet? Are you going on to college? Have you decided? Do you want to play ball? Do you want just to pursue your education? What are you thinking, Gabe?
Well, there's a couple different options I have right now. There's a couple schools I could potentially play at. There's a couple I could just potentially go and, you know, just focus on my academics. Really, it's all open right now. I haven't made any firm decision yet.
You know, you can change your mind three times before you get to your car.
Exactly.
You know, at your age. Dominic, how about you?
I really haven't made up my mind yet, but football is definitely not off the table. It's still an option.
Okay.
So
multi-sport athletes, you guys?
Yeah, oh, we both play football and rugby together.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good combination. It's going to be tough to play both, right?
Right.
Hey, guys, we're going to get to a break. We're going to continue talking Milwaukee Marquette. I've got a whole bunch of more guys here. This offensive line is all here. And, in fact, the security people told them they had to move away because they were blocking the aisle. They shouldn't have done that. So let me apologize for the security guy. He's looking to make sure that he gets paid, I guess. Hey, we'll get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue to talk Milwaukee Marquette. They got what I think is a pretty good grouping for them. They are in Group D, and again, it's Kenosha, Bradford, Milwaukee Marquette, Milwaukee King, Milwaukee Riverside, Oak Creek, Racine, Horlick, Shorewood, Mesmer, Kenosha, Indian Trail. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm on my way, I'm making it. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented, as always, by your local Pick and Save stores. Live from the Neri Milwaukee Home and Remodeling Show. We are at State Fair Park, C6. If you come in, look for us, say hello. I'll be doing my shows till noon here, and I'm going to stick around and do some PA mentions and MC a couple of things. We're talking Marquette High School football. Next couple of segments with their offensive line coach who's here, and I said, sorry, coach, probably not getting you on. He said, don't worry about it. It's about these boys. Next three guys we're talking to, Max Silverman. 5'10", 245 is what they say. Is that about right, Max?
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, attaboy. How you been playing football 4 years?
Yeah, I've been playing football ever since sixth grade.
What position do you play?
I play left guard.
Yeah, you don't mind hitting people?
Yeah, I don't mind hitting
people. No, you don't mind that at all?
No.
You figure since you're going to be in high school, you might as well hit some people during that time?
Yeah.
Hey, this journey for you, and I should have asked the other guys, you got a lot of football left to play, and I'm putting you on the spot, Max, and if you don't have an answer, it's okay. But your favorite memory so far being part of Marquette High School football has been what?
I got to go with the Brookfield Central game this year. I mean, that was a great game for us. We came out and hit them in the mouth, and I think we should have a lot of people that were doubting us that we're a true contender in Division I football.
You know what? I agree with you. You know, in the people that the circles I run in, Max, it's all like goofy guys like me that talk about this stuff all the time. That puts you on the map. That said, people went, oh, hold on a second. What do you mean Marquette beat Brook Central? Because everybody knows how good Brook Central is. Mm-hmm. And as I've said a couple of times, that Thursday Night Lights game surprised me. How physical the line was. You know, you guys have gotten to be known a little bit for a team that's throwing the ball over the field, and you just took control of that game. Your offensive line did. Have you played offensive line your whole time? Did you play in grade school?
Yeah, I played offensive line since sixth grade.
Yeah, multi-sport athlete?
Yeah, I play football and baseball.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? What position in baseball?
Oh, I'm a catcher.
No doubt. Yeah. You know what? Catchers and offensive line, you know, kind of an odd. You're an odd duck, right?
Yeah.
A little bit?
A little bit.
A little quirky? Yeah, I've got a brother that's a catcher. He's 65 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He catches in three leagues in Florida. He catches 35 and over, 45 and 55. I say, can you still throw guys out? He goes, yeah, I can one hop it and get these guys. They're not as fast as they used to be. So that's awesome. Max, good student athlete?
Yes.
You are? Good. Do you know what's going on for you next year yet?
Not really sure where I'm going to go to college. But
you're going?
Yep.
Do you know what you want to get into?
Finance.
I'm going to make some money.
Yeah.
You can take care of my money when I get older.
Hopefully.
That's Max Silverman. Hey, I'm going to give your – it's really nice to meet you. Good luck the rest of the way. I'm going to ask you to give your microphone and your headset over to Peter. We're now joined by Fabian. Fabian, give me your last name.
Sepulveda.
Yeah. You know what? You can stay right where you are, and I'm going to have Peter join us here. Hey, Fabian, what position? Your offense, defensive line.
Yeah.
You and Peter, who's a jack of all trades – I talked to your coach, and he said, look, these are the glue guys. These are the guys that make us go. These are the guys that go wherever we need them to go, and they're as tough as nails, and we can't win without guys like this. Fabian, you've been playing football at Marquette all 4 years?
Yes, I have.
You know, there was a guy over here that said I was ripping on Marquette all the time behind your back,
Just
not as often as he said. I coached basketball at Martin Luther, but I was at Dominican for a long time. At Milwaukee Messmer is where I went to school, and we were always in the Marquette conference.
Yeah.
So, you know, you guys whooped us a little bit, so I have to rip on you a little bit. You've been playing football since you started as a kid? How young?
I started in eighth grade. I didn't really play eighth grade. Majority of it was when I started high school as a freshman.
And you realize that football was good for you because, again, like your fellow offensive lineman, you don't mind hitting people?
No, I didn't have a problem with it at all.
But did you know when you came on? First of all, do you like playing offense or defense better?
I think it's a mix. On defense, I really like hitting people, and on offense, I like knowing the snap count and play before the defense does.
Yeah. Yeah, well, offensively, you're a tackler or a guard?
Yeah, I'm a tackle, both sides.
Okay. Do you think you'll play at the next level?
I'm not sure yet. I have options. Still waiting to decide my future.
Great grades are good?
Yeah, they are.
You're a good student athlete?
Yes, I am.
Understand it's a privilege to play football, not a right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good for you. Hey, Peter, you got to help me with this last name as well.
It's Retinaika.
Yeah, you're going to continue to say that one. Man, there's no Smiths or Jones anywhere on this roster. Hey, Peter, when I talked to your coach, he said, look, he is a jack of all trades, backup tight end. He goes on the field wherever we need him. Do you like having that flexibility?
Yeah, I really do. I think it really just promotes kind of the team aspect, and we're not really concerned about, like, you know, our individual state, like where we play. It's all about just making the team better.
Well, this is a good team. You're having fun so far this year?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
You know, the memory of the Brook Central game that they gave me last night, if there's a different memory, even as a freshman or sophomore, when you look back, and the reason I asked this question, I'm going to tell you guys this. I was out at a game in Maguanago for Thursday Night Lights, and I've told this story on this show a couple of times. There was a guy there that was working for the company that rents the lifts for our camera guys, and he came up and he said, "You're Mike McGivern, right?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Hey, I played football here at Maguanago." I said, "You did?" He said, "Yeah." The guy was about 24 years old. And he said, "I was first team all conference, second team all state." And he said, "Other than my dog and my car, I would give everything I own to get one more week to play high school football again." He said, "Look, I was better than a lot of kids on our team." He said, "I was one of the best players in the state. I took plays off." He said, "I don't want just the game. I want Monday through Friday, a night, Friday night home game against a rival team, where our community comes out. I had no idea how much I loved it and I was going to miss it, and it hurt my gut. And the best time I ever had playing football was playing here at Maguanago." And I tell young people this because a lot of guys that say, "Look, I'm going to play at the next level, it's going to be even better than it is." These are guys that you grew up with, guys you knew at different schools. You all came to Marquette and you've been together for a long time. I hope that you guys realize how special this is and how special your senior year is. I don't mean to get up on my soapbox a little bit. Your favorite memory of playing at Marquette High would be what?
I've got a lot of good memories, but definitely the Brookfield Central game was a big win for us. And I think personally, I felt like I had a really great game, and just being able to help the team win that. And I'd also say I've played a little bit of tight end, and last week against Nathan Hale, I had the opportunity to go in at tight end in the second half and get a good run in, so that was a lot of fun.
That's awesome. That's good. Fabian, how about you?
I'd say my best memory was sophomore season when we went undefeated as well. We won conference champions then. I just think it really...
Win the conference. Yeah. So this didn't surprise you?
Well, I think the hard work we put in the offseason really made us who we are. If we didn't do it, I don't think we would have been who we are today.
You guys understand, and I asked somebody else this, that as a collective group, offensive linemen are a little bit weird, right? You guys are a little quirky,
yeah.
Right? And that whole, when you talk about this group being a true family, I think you have to be. To be a good offensive lineman and to have Charlie be the guy that's directing it, but everybody knows what the other one's doing, and the trust that you have, your tackle, the trust you have in the guard has got to be, you've got to know.
Yeah.
And you've got to know that the tight end has got to chip, and then, I mean, you guys have to completely trust each other. People like me are talking about the offensive line from Marquette this year. That's where it all starts, and that's what people are saying. Look, that's the difference right now. The difference in Marquette and their toughness is this offensive line. So congratulations on that, boys.
Thank you.
Yeah. Multi-sport? What do you
like? Football, basketball, and track.
You play basketball?
Yeah.
You want no part of Martin Luther. That's where I coach. You want no part of where – no, I'm just kidding. Come on over. We got a chance to be pretty good. I don't know if we won't see you guys. We're not in the same conference, and our schedule is set.
Yeah.
I think maybe we'll play in some summer or fall league or something, but you're probably not. You're busy to be doing that.
Yeah.
Your basketball team going to be good this year?
I think so.
Your coach is really good.
Yeah, he is.
He's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of his. And the coach that used to be there, David Cooks, really good friends with him.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He is still a Marquette guy. Yeah. Multi-sport?
Yeah, I play rugby and I shoot trap in the spring.
You saw your coach coming by?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, that's his wife right there. I don't know if you knew that. Anyhow, that's his wife right there. I'm on the sorry. Let's get you a break. We'll get you a break here in a second. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football. Boys, thanks a lot for coming.
Thank you.
Yeah, we got three more guys we're going to talk to, and then we're going to get over to the defensive coordinator from New Berlin Eisenhower, who's been waiting patiently, Sean Crowley. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.